Peter, why are you going back to Kevin Fiala?
I would rather not talk about lineup decisions before. Respectfully, Adam, I would rather not talk about any of my lineup decisions before the game. Kevin Fiala is a terrific hockey player. He was before last game as well. So I had a lot of confidence in him.
In theory, if the player comes out of the lineup like Kevin did, the expectation would be that he comes back with renewed energy or better play? Is that thinking if you go that way?
I mean, there's a lot that goes into lineup decisions. Sometimes it has to do with the player. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it has to do with the player that's going into the lineup. Sometimes it has to do with the situation that you're playing in on that particular night.
Anything else?
Victor Arvidsson has been in front of the net for, I think, 3 goals, him jumping in the air on the screen. Talk about how effective he's been for your team in front of the net all year.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fearless player. You know, he's it's not just that, Frank. It's in the corner play. Sometimes against a guy like Bufflin, it's, twice his size, literally twice his size. And it's just his courageousness. And not everybody goes to that hard area, especially on a power play where guys are shooting pucks at 100 miles an hour or 90 miles an hour or whatever their shot may range up to. But to go in there and deal with that shot and deal with the physicality that comes with it, he does an unbelievable job. He is as courageous as it gets as a player. And because of it, we've been able to score some goals. But it goes further than just the net front presence. It's just the way he's played the game. And that's not that's not something that is new to us. It's been that way since he's gotten here, probably before he got here, to be honest with you. It's in his DNA, I think,
Has this series been a bit of an eye-opener for Kevin in terms of just physicality and Pete level?
Listen, I said it earlier. I said it when I made the last time. Kevin's a good player. Scott Hartnell is a good offensive player. And so Kevin is a guy that has been part of the fabric of our team. And whatever lineup goes out on the ice tonight, there's confidence that lineup will deliver.
Peter, have you had one of your players licked by another player?
I have not.
Pardon me?
I have not.
No, but if it happened, how would you react?
Luckily, I don't have to answer that question. I'll be honest, I did not think I'd get that question coming in here. So I'm probably best served just to focus on the things that I know might happen in our game tonight, but I don't think that will happen.
He's been a good player for you for a long time. But what do you mean to have Ryan Ellis have such a good game in the lot? Sort of one of the flew under the radar, but thought it was his best game in the series.
Yeah, he's been terrific since he came back. I mean, right away when he came back from the injury that he had, he was a contributing factor, and that's when I think our team really took off and started winning on a more consistent basis. It's not only his offensive skills, but it's his defensive play as well. It's his positioning. It's his hockey sense. It's his leadership in the room. We're a better team because of Ryan Ellis. There's a lot of contributing parts inside of the function of a team. But with him out of the lineup, we were a good team. When he came back, we were a better team.
The series was wide open for the first half. Mm-hmm. Closed down a little bit in the 2-1 game, the last one. Do you feel like you've having a firm idea of what kind of hockey we're going to see tonight?
I have no idea. I'm not skirting any questions here. Our guys need to play hard. I'm sure they're saying the same thing. Our guys need to defend well. I'm sure they're saying the same thing. Power play opportunity needs to be limited for Winnipeg. I'm sure they're saying the same thing. Both teams are saying the same thing, and I can't answer that question. So.